This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Wangari Maathai, a Kenyan environmentalist. Maathai has argued that deforestation and shrinking agricultural resources in Africa are causing many of the continent's armed conflicts. Here's NPR's Africa reporter Jason Bobian.
Wangari Maathai started the Greenbelt movement in Kenya in 1977 to plant trees as a way to lift people out of poverty. Early on, Maathai argued that deforestation is a reflection of Kenya's political and social problems. Rural villagers chop down all the trees because they're desperately poor and need firewood. Soil erosion increases competition for scarce arable land, and at times, such as the current crisis in the Darfur region of Sudan, leads to armed conflicts. The Nobel Committee, in granting the 2004 Peace Prize to Maathai, noted that this is the first time the award has gone to an environmentalist. They said they were trying to underscore how quality of life influences peace in the world.
It's a great recognition, it's a great encouragement.
Maathai was campaigning today to protect forests near her hometown in central Kenya when she heard that she'd won the Peace Prize.
I know that many people, not only here in Kenya, but also in Africa and the world, will be very encouraged to know that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee recognizes the efforts in the area of environment.
In the 1980s and 90s, during the repressive regime of President Daniel Arap Moi, Maathai lobbied aggressively for the protection of open space and forests. She was not afraid to take on the political elite, who were carving up large chunks of land around Mount Kenya and doling out the property to their cronies. For her efforts, she was harassed, beaten, and arrested. At one point, she fled the country during a campaign, an ultimately successful campaign, to block the building of a 62-story skyscraper in a Nairobi park. Throughout her career as an activist, she pointed out that the degradation of Kenya's environment was inextricably linked with Kenya's lack of prosperity.
The protection of forests is very important for sustainable development, and that Africa cannot go anywhere with her development agenda if she continues to rape her forests.
Kenyan political scientist Raka Julu says the Nobel Committee usually uses the Peace Prize to send a message or to push a particular issue to the front of the world's agenda. Ajulu, who is teaching this year at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, says this year the Nobel Committee is trying to tell African governments that they can no longer avoid environmental issues.
I think that is an issue, a very important issue in Africa, because if it's not attended to, if it's not given some degree of urgency, all we are left with is a creeping desert towards the forest zone.
After the departure of President Moi in December of 2002, Maathai was elected to the Kenyan Parliament, and in 2003 she was appointed Deputy Minister of the Environment. True to her activist roots, however, she's complained that not enough is being done to protect Kenya's forests, and she's threatened to quit the current administration. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.